Everybody, welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. Ugh. And Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings.
But it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's important.
In fact, it's often about that.
I was just going to start talking.
Yeah,
it's important to note that this is one of our more chaotic episodes because we're having a chaotic time of life. And I'm sorry that we stand up and I'm sorry that we cut and I'm sorry that the dog humps my lap, but that's just the way this episode goes.
And I'm sorry that Grant and I talk about penis jokes in a way that we have
We're cutting that.
You're going to hear a little gap towards the tail end of the episode. And just know that Grant and I were telling some penis jokes that we felt were better for you not to hear.
Yeah.
Also, this is the episode where we talk about a new addition to my little small family. We have another life in our apartment, and that's why we missed last week. So thank you for being here, and thanks for bearing with us as we skipped a week because Poppy was in the hospital.
Gross. And hit it, Grant. Okay, I'd like to levy a formal apology to really anyone I encounter today. My nose is stuffy from allergies, and so I'm kind of talking like that. My nose is stuffy.
I'm sorry. The seasons change.
And you know what? I'm having to blow
seasons up. Spring is the one that we just entered.
I was going to sing with you, and then I was like, I don't want to.
I don't either.
I was like, I should.
There's actually...
Nothing worse we could ever do.
There's nothing worse. We already did Les Mis.
There's nothing worse we could ever do than
we already did Les Mis.
Sing Seasons of Love together. For those watching and not just listening, check out the art that Grant added to this table.
Two empty buckets. Hell yeah. This week's episode said, brought to you by two empty buckets.
He said, the table looks ugly. Let me add some decoration. Literally, he said that.
Oh my gosh.
And then he added some gorgeous decoration. Huge day.
You may have noticed that we didn't post last week a new episode of Mom Said.
And that's because... Dun, 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 dun. Gabe's baby was born!
My wife and I had a baby!
That's right. There's a new one of us.
Another one of us.
It's been...
And somehow... Hi, Lenny.
Speaking of new ones of us, Grant and our sister Annie got a new dog.
Grant and Annie got a new dog.
And he's sort of...
You want to hold him?
Come here, Lenny.
Go over there.
Come here, Lenny. Come here. He's sort of joining in on the podcast in like a crazy... We're trying to announce a baby.
Okay, we're trying to announce a baby, Lenny.
Lenny, we're trying to announce a baby.
Hold on, let me pick him up, put him on you.
And not you, though you are also a baby and new. Okay, so this is kind of major because there's a new family member. Thank you so much. And then also a new different kind of family member, which is this random new dog. He's called Lorenzo.
He's called Lorenzo. We call him Lenny. But also, in addition to Lenny joining us.
A human.
We have a human that joined
a
us.
New human.
It's so exciting. It's so crazy. It's so crazy.
Yeah. It is so crazy. Can I say something serious?
Yeah.
Can I say something in earnest?
Sure.
I never realized... that when a baby is born, part of what's so overwhelming, Lenny, part of what's so overwhelming about it is that right when they're fresh and new, you're not really thinking about them as they are because they're kind of nothing yet. But you're thinking about what and who came before them and what their life will be in the future. And you kind of see all of it in this one moment. Which is the start. And that's like really overwhelming.
Yeah.
That's like really emotional.
Well, Lauren and I have been talking about it. It makes you immediately think about your family and your place in the whole lineup of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And the fact that like birth is so crazy.
Right.
The act of birth, and it's different for, and I want to be delicate about it because it's different for every person and it's whatever. So I'll just speak for my experience as partner in that environment.
You're right.
It's essentially the craziest thing in the entire world. The mom of it basically gets run over by a car. Yeah. It's the hardest physical thing you could possibly do. And then they're like, hey, here you go. While you're recovering from being beat up by your own insides.
Right.
While you're trying to recover from that, here's this human that you have to feed every 2 hours or else.
Yeah.
It's the most intense and the most like... And what's also crazy is all the doctors do that every day.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, they're not giving birth.
No, I know. But I looked at our nurse, like our birthing nurse lady, whatever her name is, or whatever her title is. The lady who was like, all right, mama, push. I believe
the formal title is nursing birth lady.
She's a nursing birth lady.
That was her major in college.
I looked at our nursing birth lady.
Nursing birth.
Yeah. Who had to get out of the way because when the doctor comes in, you know, the NYOBG comes in and,
totally.
And kicks the nursing birth out of the way so that the mommy can give birth. It's crazy. I think her name is Haley. I was like, Haley, is it crazy that you do this every day? Like literally she hangs out with some new lady who's like, and she's like, all right, girl, we're going to figure out how to push together. And then I'm going to help you push, 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 push. And right when the baby's about to come out, we're going to call the doctor in.
It can't have the impact that it has on everybody else when you see it every day. There's no way.
Okay. I'm realizing, by the way, we can't have Lenny on camera because he's so penis out. It's unbelievable.
Oh, Lenny,
he's so penis
indecent.
Out.
You're
can
indecent.
We, can
he just got fixed.
He
so
just
he's
got
doing
fixed,
that
so
sort
confused.
Of like pink,
can you
squishy
toss
thing.
Us, can you toss us a blanket or something to put?
Well, why don't we put him down? Lenny, no offense, but
put
can
him
you?
Down. He'll be So let's just get a little blanket to cover up his nasty bits.
Sorry.
For those of you...
Ideally, if we were professionals,
are on
we would have figured all of this
we're
out.
We're so sorry for this.
Oh, no.
It's such
this
a delicate...
blanket is so ugly.
You got it on his nose. There we go. Okay. Sorry, Al. Okay, Lenny, thank you
Wait,
so much.
But
yeah,
can
okay,
I say,
so...
Can I say, I know we're talking about something really serious, but you just paired my really loud and colorful t-shirt with a really loud and colorful blanket.
Fashion...
That's going to really bug me. I'm not going to be able to watch
Fashion.
This back. If I'm being honest.
Don't watch it back. His penis is out again.
Don't watch it back.
This is the craziest podcast in the world.
No, okay. Hello?
Here.
He can't just be standing on my lap this entire time.
He could.
Okay, you keep talking.
Okay, I'll keep talking about birth. It's so crazy. It's just like so impressive what the ladies do. Now he's helping and biting. Wait. We're going to have to clip this. He's biting and humping.
No, he's got to get off my back.
Okay, I'll get him off.
Incredibly
okay.
disturbing
okay,
interruption
we, we're
to
back,
the pod.
We're back. I hope we left as much of that in as possible.
No,
but,
I hope
but the,
we took it all out.
If we didn't take it out, or if we did take it out, essentially Annie, our youngest sibling's new dog, just hopped up, bit the blanket that we put him in and started humping Allie's knee like crazy.
And mind
Whack.
You,
Whack.
And mind
while
you,
we're trying to talk about the birth of my daughter.
No, not only that, but I met this dog today.
Today.
We've only known each other
At
for like 2 hours.
Take her out to dinner first.
Take
Jeez.
Me out to
take
dinner
me
first.
Take me out to dinner first.
Hey, okay, so back to it. Birth is so wild. It's so exceptional. What an unbelievable thing. Also, as the dumb husband in the whole scenario, I've never felt more useless in my life.
That's
just
crazy,
more like
I would think that
that would have already happened.
That would be something you're used to.
yeah. We reached a new pinnacle of uselessness, which is doctors are taking care of your wife, the baby is out, and doctors are taking care of baby, and you're just standing there. And then they start counting the digits on your baby.
Whoa.
They're like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And any pause in between any number there, terrifying.
She should prank
I mean?
You. She should be
go,
like
1, 2, 3.
No, the prank would make more sense. The prank would make more sense right at 9 to be like 9.
Oh, yeah. 1, 2, 3. Well, she grabs every limb and goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay,
oh,
1, 2, 3,
I thought
4,
you were
5.
Saying she grabs every limb and counts every limb. And then I was like, We have five limbs?
Never
mind.
No. I mean, some of us. I
knew where that was going.
You know what I mean? Come on,
I actually embarrassingly enough, mentally got there before you, which is why I said never mind.
That's actually devastating for you. Anyway, so we had a beautiful baby girl named Carmen, who we love so much. She's so cute. My favorite things about her right now are every morning when she's waking up, but she's not fully awake, she does what I call the squeaks, where she wakes up and like,
It's horrible when you do it, but I'm sure it's really cute when she does
like,
it.
It's like little Mariah Carey whistle tones that are so adorable.
Do you want to know something? I was babysitting Carmen for like a total of 20 minutes last night, and I was singing a lullaby to her while I was rocking her, trying to get her to not be fussy, and I changed keys and it made her cry.
She said, keep it simple.
Well, I took a lower key, which she was right, was not good for my voice. But don't you think it's interesting?
She said, keep it where it is.
That she even knew I changed keys?
Yeah, she has taste.
She has taste.
She has taste.
She's 11 days old and she has taste.
Of course she has taste.
I have to sneeze.
Take your time.
I should have covered.
Just sneezed out in the open. Okay. So anyway, I still need to figure out my relationship to how much I want to talk about her in these public forums.
Yeah.
My wife and I are going to continue to talk about that, but we're cool to have people know that
she's here. And we love her.
And we're very excited, and it's really crazy, and we're not getting a lot of sleep, but we are getting enough sleep to be alive, not enough sleep to feel alive. You know what I mean?
Whoa.
Enough. Wow. Bars. Absolute bars. Enough sleep to be alive, but not enough sleep to feel alive. It's enough, oh, to feel. Oh my gosh, we're singing this song and the new dog Lenny's mom just arrived home, and that's so exciting for him.
Can you take your dog because he's absolutely ruined the first 15 minutes of our podcast.
Climbing up on Allie, humping on her on camera. Humping? Yeah. Yeah.
Humping?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's never humped anyone before.
Hey,
humped
look.
Me.
Well, really he's a lover.
Anyway, you he's need lover, to care for fighter. Him so that we can do the rest of this.
Okay, and here we are.
Go back to Billy.
Yeah. Enough sleep to be alive. This is a Reliant K song, kind of. But not enough sleep to feel alive.
Alive.
Yeah. It's just enough sleep to try to tell my wife a story and then lose track of the story. Right in the middle of telling the story. Just enough sleep to do that.
On the same grind right now.
Yeah, you're on the same grind. You want to say that.
Enough sleep to be alive, but not really to feel alive. But mine is from shaking ass in the middle of the night.
Shaking
multiple
ass.
Multiple nights.
Middle of the night.
A week. I'm standing on a table while Gabe is changing a diaper on a table, so it's kind of the same thing.
Whoa.
Enough sleep to be alive.
Oh.
Not enough to feel alive.
Whoa.
Though I really feel alive these days.
Okay.
So do you.
No.
Because you're a new dad.
No.
It's so unbelievable.
Okay, here's the thing.
For the listener, the song was about to get really good and Gabe cut it off.
No, the song was slow. Here's what I would recommend the listener, by the way. When I edit this, I listen to this back sped up when I leave my notes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me be clear. Grant edits this. When I leave my notes for the edit, I listen to it sped up. This podcast is awesome sped up.
Right.
I highly recommend, if you're not already listening to this on 1.25.
No. Don't do that.
It's the same to us.
No, I don't care. It's not about us. I'm thinking of the health and wellness of the culture.
I'm saying we're too slow.
No. Okay, disagree, first of all. Second of all, can I say that I read a book called You're Not Really Listening, which I suggest to people often, not as a backhanded comment, but really it is a very good book by someone named Kate.
Well,
I'll look it up later.
Weren't listening.
Wasn't listening. And she talks about the psychology of attention span, et cetera, et cetera. And yep. I didn't quite retain it all. And I understand the irony of that. But one of the things she said that is like destroying our attention span is listening to things on a higher speed than what is normal.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. I hear you. I'm just
saying. I hear me too.
I'm just saying, like, I'm sure she's right, but also that ship has sailed.
No, I don't think.
So just listen to this podcast faster because it's
hilarious. I think we can
hilarious.
Fight back. Listen to everything at the speed it that makes God
our
intended, time,
it makes our timing better. It makes us funnier.
Okay, well, let's just go faster then.
Faster, funnier. Okay, here we go. Let's go faster. Do you want to do Did You Know?
Let's do Did You Know.
Did You Know.
And let's do it really fast.
Okay. Did you know that?
Wait. I have a feeling, actually, that this time we're going to say the same thing at the same time.
Okay.
Because it's pertinent to our lives right now. Is your fact pertinent to our lives right now?
No.
Okay, well then come up with one that is. Because I.
Okay, well I'm not changing mine because it took me a long time to find
it. Okay, I will just say, I think the goal of Did You Know is eventually that we say the same fact.
I know, we're
going
to try to
say
the same fact.
And that's why I picked something that's relevant.
Okay, well, I picked something that's like, we should know it. Do you know what I mean?
So it's relevant.
Okay. Okay, hold on. Do we need a theme song for this?
I think we don't.
Okay.
Did you know that... Ashton Babies Kutcher don't grow has webbed kneecaps feet. Until they're too... Really?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I found that online today.
Now...
Ashton Kutcher has webbed feet.
Now, first of all...
Cannot confirm.
That's what I was going to say.
Allegedly.
That seems
allegedly.
Like a rumor.
Allegedly.
And
allegedly.
I'm actually going to start a rumor that you have webbed feet as well.
Dude, where's my toes? You know what I mean?
Dude, ew. First of all, okay, not to change the subject, but the trainer at the gym asks some random ass question during the
abs section
of the gym.
You can't say not to change the subject and then change the subject. Just change the subject.
No, I mean, we'll go back to the Ashton Kutcher thing.
Yeah, I get it.
But he asked the other day during the abs section of the workout, because everyone's sort of just like laying on the ground, like pretending to do abs, which is what we all do during abs, right?
Of course.
No one's actually doing it, right?
No, if there's 30 seconds of an ab thing.
I'm doing 12.
You're going hard at 8 seconds. Yeah. And then you're like, ooh, hard. This is hard.
I'm just going to lay here.
I'm going to take a break for a second.
So anyway, while we're all laying there pretending to do abs for the end of the workout, he asks a random question. And this past week he asked, do you believe you should have your shoes off or on the airplane?
Oh.
And I shared my opinion, which was unpopular, if you can even believe that, which was that it's not for me a matter of whether your shoes are off or on. It's a matter of whether I can see your toes or not. Oh. I.e., I'm down with socks. I'm down with closed-toed shoes. Open-toed shoes and tootsies out
Nasty.
Should be put you on some sort of list.
No. I agree with you.
On an airplane.
You cannot have You cannot have your toes out outside unless you are in a park.
I'm at even fine with an open-toed shoe. Like, because some open-toed shoes are chic, like a heel.
Oh, sure. I guess I was thinking boy.
Men.
Thinking boy.
No, and I agree. No, and this
boys,
is even less popular.
Boys can wear,
I never want to see a man's foot.
No. A well-manicured boy toe can be out in a Birkenstock at the park. It can be in a Birkenstock at the park.
Well-manicured boy toe is the name of our next album.
Well-manicured boy toe can be out at the park. Are there places that you can be a man with your toes out?
A man can have his toes out in the shower. That's
okay.
It.
What?
At the foot doctor if he's got something on his foot. That's it.
Shower, foot doctor. What about the beach, dude?
Hoka's at the beach. Hoka's by the pool. Your toes need to be away from where I am. I can't be breathing the same air as your toes. Period.
You are always breathing the same air as people's toes.
If
dude.
The toes, if I can see the toes... If I can make eye contact with the toes, me and the toes are breathing the same air. And I'm not comfortable with that. I saw a man with flip-flops at a Jersey Mike's, I'm not kidding, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And it made me actually be like, you know what? This is inappropriate.
No, this is your sort of political platform. We've heard this from you.
And I know people don't agree with me, and that's okay. Settings.
No, people agree with you. I just think you've gone quite strict with it. You've gone
right. So I said
you're
this,
sort of legalistic about your toes.
Totally. And I'm not it's not like rooted in any sort of equality, and it sort of follows a gender binary as well.
Yeah. It's very gendered. It's very strict.
Yeah.
Okay, beach though, dude. Beach. You can let people have them toesies out in the sand.
I'm comfortable with give that, men, of course.
Because give the men their sand. Give the men their sand.
Okay, you're making it worse, but I will say there's a bit of a sea breeze that makes me feel like, all right, maybe I'm not quite sharing the air with these toes.
Yeah.
However, I said this at the gym, and I got dogged for it. People were like, damn, you're strict. And I was like, I don't
mind seeing. Do it's you about sniffing.
Remember a couple of years ago?
No, it's about see, sniffing.
It's the seeing for me. It's the seeing for me.
It's the seeing for me.
Do you remember a couple of years ago when I had those corded headphones on that flight that you and I were both on?
Yeah, dude. Okay, this is crazy. This is crazy.
This man was inching past
Do you know about this, Grant?
On the flight, yeah. And my cord of my headphones got caught in his toes.
Wait.
Flippy.
You can't just say he was inching past and they got caught in his toes. How?
My headphones dropped from my ear. They got tangled in his toes and he's like, whoa, I'm so sorry. And I was like, I hate you for real. Okay.
Getting tangled in the toes is so nasty, dude.
Getting tangled, it's disgusting. Anyway, all that to say.
Yeah.
If I were king.
Yeah.
We wouldn't even know that about Ashton Kutcher because no one would have ever seen his feet.
Yeah. Have we seen his feet?
Well, I personally haven't.
No, but I guess, yeah, that'd be pretty easy to confirm, huh? A little poolside paparazzi.
A little poolside paparazzi.
Someone popping over his fence, click, click. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's got to be. I'm sure he's on WikiFeet. We could look it up. We'll post it on our Instagram story.
Yeah.
Whatever Ashton Kutcher's foot looks like, we'll post it on our Instagram story. Hey, stay tuned for that.
Hey, stay tuned. We'll give you a link to his WikiFeet, bro.
We'll link Ashton Kutcher.
Acting cooker. What did you say?
You could look
earlier?
It up yourself, but you're probably driving right now. So we'll look it up for you.
The Nerthing Burst. The Nerthing Burst and the NBGYO.
In my defense, I like work during the day, as many of us do.
Oh my.
And well, not everyone in the room is working during the day. That's okay.
Okay. Well, right now, not currently because I'm having a child.
Totally. I'm not saying you or anyone. All I'm saying is, like, I literally just got off a meeting.
Uh-huh.
So to switch my brain from who I am at work to who I am here is...
And why aren't you the same everywhere, huh? Why aren't you
if
just...
If I was the way I am here at work, they would fire my ass for real.
Why?
Because I'm supposed to be doing work. And here I sort of disengage from productivity.
Oh, this doesn't feel productive to you?
No, not at all.
Okay.
We might be even doing damage.
Yeah. Should we get guests on this show? I know we've talked about that before. I think we should do some summertime guests. What do you think, Grant? We're close to it, right? We have the capabilities. We have the abilities to have a guest.
Yeah, we could do it.
But oh wow, clearing his throat. He's been quiet for 25 minutes.
I don't know. Who should we have? They can comment down below.
Yeah,
and
people
again,
should
be realistic.
Well, I feel
be
like
realistic.
An obvious first guest is Ashton Kutcher.
We should get Ashton on.
So we could ask him point blank what the fuck is up with his toes.
No, but actually I should ask Angela, and we should get Angela on the pod.
Well, don't say that now because if she says no to you, this will be a really embarrassing episode.
But no one knows what Angela I'm talking about now, do they?
Right. You could mean
any Angela. Okay.
Okay, then agree.
Agree.
We move on.
Okay.
Okay, then agree.
Okay, agree. Great. We agree? We're all agreed?
We finally agree on one thing.
That
now
we should have
guests. Now
let's
talk about something we disagree on.
Okay, so we've covered
wait,
the
can I say
of child.
That the did you know for me?
Oh yeah, what was your... Oh wait.
That babies don't Hold get on. Kneecaps until they're 3 years old.
Why? They don't need them?
The kneecaps grow from like 2 to 6. Right now, your baby's knees are cartilage only.
I've been feeling them things.
Ew.
After you said that yesterday, I was feeling that
yeah.
thing. To try to
and
see
then
if there's
later
a
the bones grow. So like if she were to do like that one rock star move where you're playing the guitar and then you run and slide on your knees to the edge of the stage.
The famous one.
She would crush her cartilage. Oh. So she shouldn't be doing that.
No. No one should be doing that, to be honest.
Really? I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
If I could play guitar. Well, like SZA has knee pads on stage because she's like really on her knees.
Yeah. I've heard that.
And really like flinging around.
Oh,
did you guys see that in like 2007, Zac Efron did that on SNL Have you seen
that?
Oh,
yes. It's cringe.
Iconic.
It's
iconic.
Unbelievable.
It's so good. It's so good. Sweet, sweet Zachy. I'm in love with Dylan Efron after watching Traitors.
Everyone's in love with him.
Oh, my God. What a charmer. Everyone's what a charming boy.
Because he's handsome and he's a sweet boy and he's smart.
Handsome, sweet, smart. What more could you want?
He's like...
He's got tattoos. He's ripped.
What was that?
Well, I was going to sing, and I couldn't tell if you were singing, but we got kind of stuck because we were not even in the same key.
That depends. If we're talking about Eric Whitaker, maybe we are. Remember Eric Whitaker?
Whitaker mentioned on the pod for the listener.
Grant, do you know who Eric Whitaker is?
There's no
way Grant knows who Eric Whitaker is.
Earthly way.
No.
There's no earthly way that anyone even listening to this knows who Eric Whitaker is.
If anyone, oh my gosh, we might have dipped into
He was a choral music arranger.
He was a choir. Might still be. He was a choir composer, still is. Eric Whitaker.
You are up to date on what Eric Whitaker's up to?
I follow him online for fun.
No, you don't. Really?
Yeah, and he's now in his like masterclass era where he's like, back in 1995.
Oh, really?
I studied at the School of Music for
Haughty Guys with Long Hair. I went and created.
Is he hot?
He's handsome.
What?
Yeah.
That's really.
Well, it depends on what you think handsome is, but
I'm sure he's handsomer than what I was picturing originally.
No, he's like, well, that was like part of the Eric Whitaker appeal, dude.
I thought he was just making banging choral arrangements. Turns out, I mean, he has a banging.
Not handsome, but like hotter than you thought.
I thought he was an old man.
No. He's like,
by the way, I had an awareness of him 15 years ago and literally haven't thought about him since. No offense.
No, of course.
If he listens, and he does. No offense, Eric.
Look at him standing next to.
Oh my God.
Stephen Schwartz.
He's a total hottie lamottie standing next to Stephen Schwartz.
I know. He looks like
famous, another famous choral producer.
He looks like the Ranger. Choir kid nerd version of Taylor Hawkins, the drummer who passed away from the Foo Fighters. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay. We have to stop referencing people that no one knows who they are.
No, people know who Taylor Hawkins is.
I don't.
The Foo Fighters. Grant, help me out. You don't. Gosh, you listen to EDM and you... Okay. Eric Whitaker, for anyone who knows it, please hit us with a comment. It means you are an absolute choir nerd between the years of... probably 2004 and 2015.
And if you don't want to own up to that, I don't blame you, because
the adoits that listen to this will own up to that. It's a safe space.
This is a safe space.
This community of adoits is a safe space. Well, that's not true. Grant will quietly judge you from the Grant cam, but we have no room to judge.
I'll quietly judge you too, but that's really more of a statement about how I feel about myself than it is how I feel about you. Yeah. So just know that if I'm quietly judging you, it's because I'm insecure.
If someone called you a former choir kid, would you be embarrassed by that as an identity marker?
When I say that I majored in musical theater in college and people are like, oh yeah, that makes sense.
It makes you want to scream.
I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah, it makes you want to scream.
What do you mean that makes sense?
Yeah.
And people say it all the time.
I don't know what it is. Hey, here's the thing. I just did a theater job. I had a fun time. It was cute. To be labeled musical theater person.
I know.
It just comes with an air of,
you know,
I don't think people are as worried about it as you are as a person who
totally
has that label, but like,
I think maybe you and I are more allergic to it than other people, but I just want to be cool so bad.
And you want to unpack that on this podcast?
Well, I kind of felt better about whether or not I was cool when the Wicked press tour was happening and Bowen Yang kept saying, theater kid is not a derogatory term. And I was like, wow. If Bowen Yang can own up to it and he's rich, then maybe I can own up to my history and my roots.
Ethan Slater.
Of being sort of the type of high schooler that wore Spanx.
Ariana Grande.
And character shoes and tacky glue-on mascara.
Jeffrey Goldblum.
Jeffrey Goldblum. another theater kid who's also handsome.
There and are that one guy that who played Fiero, who I didn't know about. What's his name again? Everyone loves him right now.
Jonathan Bailey.
Jonathan Bailey.
Wait, I know you have a late take, but I have a late take on Jonathan Bailey.
Yeah, we can be theater kids and it's okay. It's not a bad label. It's fine. Grant, can you turn my reverb off? It sounds crazy. Thank you.
Do you want to hear my late take on Jonathan Bailey, or do you want to do your late take?
Let's do both.
Okay.
Late take. Late take. For those who are just dropping into this episode, late take is a new thing we're trying that might die after this episode. Who knows? This whole thing might die after this episode. Who knows?
Hey, no, that's not true. We're coming back every week for the rest of your life. Don't worry.
Late take is when we want to give our opinion on something well after the internet has given their opinion on something so that we know our opinion it is safe.
Yeah.
What's your late take?
My late take is when all the girls were finding out that Jonathan Bailey was gay, they were feeling disappointed.
Yeah.
To which I was like,
you're not actually theater girls then.
No. Oh. Not that's not the take.
Oh.
That could be your take.
Okay, that'll be my take.
But my late take is like, love him anyway. You never had a chance to begin with.
Yeah. 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 It is a little like, regardless of his sexuality, for sure.
Have a crush on him.
It's a little bit like Chris Hemsworth's married.
Aww. Like what?
You're like, girl, what?
You were gonna
fly to Byron Bay and sweep him off his feet?
And it's not that you're not worthy of love by any person in the world. No, it's like, but what are the odds you're gonna be in the same room as this person?
Yeah.
It's kind of ludicrous.
He's operating in different circles. So enjoy it in the way that you were enjoying
you
it.
You can have a crush on anyone you want to have a crush on.
Correct.
As long as you're respectful toward them and you acknowledge
particularly
that
and especially celebrities.
Crush on
celebrities. Hey, go for it.
Hey, and even
that's what they're there for.
Crush on anyone that's not your coworker.
Hey, even crush on your coworker. Just don't do anything about it.
See, that's the thing that I'm worried about giving permission for, because
yeah, but if you stifle it, like we learned about in like youth group settings, if you try to stifle it,
right? So
then the kids get hornier. So you have to be like, go ahead, have a crush on your coworker.
Totally.
Just don't, because if you're like, you could never, then people are like, nothing hotter
you
than
shouldn't
coworker.
I mean, everyone has crushes on their coworkers. That's perfectly fine. Although if you're my coworker listening, no.
It's not you.
But what I will say
if I work with you, you're safe.
You're good.
You're good.
And hey, I know you feel the same way about me. All good.
No stress.
All good.
No one's offended.
Love and light.
Yeah, absolutely. See you on Zoom later.
Yeah. But I would say like, whatever. Lots of people have crushes on their coworkers. I would say that some people are not being as secretive about it as they think they are. The way you flirt at work,
uh-huh,
is obvious to everyone around you.
Even in the digital space.
The way you flirt at work is a little goofy to watch from the outside.
Because you forget yourself and you forget that we're all there too.
Pretty much if you ever touch your coworker in any way.
Any way at all.
We're all noticing that. If you fake punch your coworker,
I just played a measure of five on accident.
In the I know that was like really confusing.
Really trippy. I'm sorry.
That was like sort of like cosmically confusing. It made me feel dizzy.
I'm sorry. I just have such advanced. I'm so dumb. I've circled in on advanced.
If you fake punch your coworker in the arm, we all know what that means.
You guys are probably gonna.
No, it's just. You probably have feelings you're confused about. And so what Gabe and I just did there was we wrote a song that had no melody or time signature.
Yeah.
Which was like, actually, I don't think it's ever been done before. Dun, 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 dun.
If you have a crush on your coworker, we can all tell, we can all tell. We can all tell. No. If you have a crush on your coworker, oh, we can all tell. We can all tell. We can all tell. You know what I mean?
Totally.
It's so obvious.
And if you've ever been the recipient of a crush that a coworker had on you?
That one's tough. That one's tough. If you're in a situation where someone is like, that can be tricky.
Yeah.
If you're receiving and you want to be polite, but you're also like, hey, let's not be like talking
in this way. That's kind of like, I work remote. There is no possible way to fall in love with anyone remotely. So like, I'm safe.
I do think digitally it can happen though. People get flirty.
Okay, well then
digitally.
Maybe it just can't happen for me. Maybe I'm dead inside.
But yeah, maybe.
I will say, like, when you're in an office and you're walking by and you're having outfits on and you're like, let's go get coffee and stuff like that. I don't know. Love can flourish.
Love can flourish. Okay, yes, I'm very in on this Jonathan Bailey thing, and I will add my take, which is when all the girlies found out that he didn't like girlies, I'm like, tale as old as time.
Tale
as old as time. He's a theater kid.
Yeah, I mean,
y'all don't have a sniffer for that?
Careful.
Oh.
Right.
Uh-oh. Guilty.
Right. Totally. Hey, Grant.
Hey, Grant.
What's going on with
you today?
You're just staring into space.
I know he had a long weekend.
I just had a long weekend.
He clears his throat every time. Yeah,
Is anyone home?
No.
I just had a long weekend and I'm so tired.
What was the long weekend?
I went to Palm Springs and had a bunch of beers and went to the casino and played golf. And I don't know. There's just a culmination of things. I'm tired and just not in a good mood for some reason.
That's okay.
A bad mood.
Is it cheering you up to hear your idiot older siblings sing dumbass songs, or is it making it worse?
It's definitely making it worse.
I don't think it makes it worse.
Okay.
It's neutral. You feel neutral.
We're numb. I'm numb to it at this point.
Do you want to sing about how you're grumpy today?
No.
Do you want me to sing a song from your perspective about how you're grumpy today?
We can just sing a song to cheer him up. Dear Grant, you don't have to feel so down today. This weekend I had 17 beers.
Dear Grant, you don't have to feel so sad.
I played golf with my friends in 120 degree
weather. Sweet Grant, it's not gonna be a bad day.
I lost $300 at the casino.
You just have to let it go. It's hard for me because it's hard for me because I'm so regimented with my sleep schedule, and I threw caution to the wind for once. It's hard for me to get back on my circadian rhythm. And I believe alcohol is poison, so I'm watching my whoop score go down. It's hard for me because I had such a great time with my friends, and I miss them now that I came home.
I miss the boys, I miss the boys.
It's hard for me because they really get me in a way that Annie and Lenny don't.
I miss the boys. Okay. Sorry. Thanks for powering through that.
Did I hit the nail on the head or?
Yeah. I don't know. I just can't bring it around today for some reason.
I sat
at the new office today.
I get it.
I sat at the new office today and just was like so dead.
Damn.
I was planning on making fun of you, but now I feel bad because you're sad.
We did all right.
No, I had a different thing I was going to make fun of him for. That way I just made fun of him just now, that was impromptu. I had a planned way to make fun of him.
You want to do what I think it might be time for?
Yeah. Whichever brother gave me a niece first would win. So here we go. Yay! Yeah, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. If Gabe doesn't win this week, he's never going to win. Because this week is the first week in history that I've ever gotten a niece. And?
That's kind of it. There's no way I earned it in any other way.
No, it's not that you earned it. It's that Grant unearned it.
What? Bro, what'd you do?
Oh, I'm sorry, bro. I know where we're headed, and I'm sorry.
In the sibling group chat.
And I want you to know, and I want you to know before this goes there, I want you to know before this gets there, I defended you. I defended you, and I thought it was cute, and you did a good job.
I think I actually did better than the ideas even suggested.
Oh, hell to the F.
For sure.
How much time do we have? Because we're about to get...
We, in the sibling group chat last week, agreed on a Mother's Day gift for our mother, which was a pedicure gift card and a gift card to get some cookies. Two things she loves to do, pedicures and cookies. Grant was in the desert this weekend with our mother, so I texted Grant and said, Grant, can you get a pedicure gift card from this place? Send location.
And we're all
cookie
2 hours
gift card
away.
From this place. Send this location.
Because we're all 2 hours away. Grant was staying with mom.
Both 3 minutes away from where he was staying.
Totally.
I said, go to both of those places and get those things. Now, I wasn't dictating for the group. This was a thing that we had agreed on together earlier in the week that we were going to get her a pedicure gift card.
I can roll in.
Grant says, okay. And then we don't hear from him for the rest of the day until mom sends a photo in the family group chat of a stuffed graduation Snoopy holding a $100 bill and says, thanks everyone. I love you so much. This is so cute. To which I gaze upon this photo and say to myself, what is that?
Okay.
So wait, but what's awesome?
I would like to. Okay, Grant, go.
I was just going to say, what's awesome about that is that I did even more than what was requested of me in even a cuter way. Because originally it was just gift card to pedicure place, gift card to crumble cookies.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to get the gift card to both of those places.
Uh-huh.
I call dad and say, what's the pedicure place that mom goes to? And he says, I don't know. She just changed it from her original one. She goes to a new one now. So I don't know what the pedicure place is. She did. She did change it from her original one.
Interesting.
Interesting.
I also go to Crumble Cookies, and Crumble Cookies is closed for some reason.
Interesting.
So now I go, how can I still get her both of these gifts? Oh, I'll give her $100 cash, but I can't give her... And that would cover the two gifts that we had already discussed.
Of course.
Now just not in gift card form, right?
Of course.
And... I went to go get my mother flowers, but then I remember, because I'm a good son, she infamously doesn't care about flowers.
That's true. Yes. She doesn't like flowers.
So okay. We go into Whole Foods and get her a heart cake, and she loves sweet treats.
That's cute.
Okay, you're making a good case.
So
you're
making a great case. We get her a heart cake, then we go to Walgreens to get a card. I see a Snoopy card. She loves Snoopy. I also love Snoopy. We share that together, right?
Cute.
Get a Snoopy card and a graduation Snoopy, because she recently graduated from mother to grandmother. So now, not only did she get the original gifts.
My boy's absolutely cooking right now.
No, you are cooking.
My boy's
amazing.
Absolutely cooking. Keep going. Let him go.
Did she get the original gifts that she was going to get in cash form, which may even be more exciting than gift cards. She got a Snoopy she cares about. She got a Snoopy card she cares about. And she's got an additional sweet treat on top of what she was going to
get.
Okay,
great job. I agree with you 95%. Here's my qualm. Here is my qualm. In gift giving.
Okay.
Cash is good for someone who needs cash. A gift card is great for someone who doesn't need cash, because then they have to use the money for the thing that's for them.
I get what you're saying.
This cash is just going to be wind up used for gas in your car.
I get what you're saying.
I said this cash is just going to be wind up used for gas in your car.
Well, I did say this cash is just going to be wind up used for gas in your car.
I did
say. Well, Crumble Cookies was closed. In his defense,
I did say to my mother, this cash is for a pedicure and 6 Crumble Cookies.
Oh.
And Andrea Gibbs will not use cash given to her for something else.
You're right. You are
and
so
you
right.
Know,
okay,
because
you win.
She's too guilty about that. So
you
she
win
would,
this round.
If I tell her that the cash is for something, she's using it for that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You're right.
She does have too guilty of a
and
conscience.
By the way, she called and said it was the cutest thing ever. All of Grant's friends were there. And Grant gave a speech about the Snoopy and the graduation to Grandma, and she thought it was adorable.
Adorable.
I really am mostly just bringing this up for the comedy of my reaction to the photo that I received in the family group chat, which was ultimately a useless toy and $100 bill. And I said to myself, now what fresh hell is this?
Now, as the the annoying perspective that I have, I understand where you came from, which is, you said, can you do this? And what you received was $100 cash. And
well, you were
like, this is miserable boy behavior.
Not only that, but the communication was off because Grant never texted back like, hey, Crumbles closed, I'm going to do this. He just went, okay, and then got $100 cash.
And I will say, as I'm looking back at the thread, Lauren said, we could get her a pedicure and then a gift card to buy cookies from Crumble. Then you said, Grant, can you go pick up the gift cards today? Grant said, for Crumble? So there is a little lack of, getting gift card for both, gift card for one or the other?
Because also Annie said she just, which I guess this doesn't matter, but Annie said she just got a pedicure. So I wasn't sure if we were doing pedicure and Crumble or just one.
Damn.
So anyway, thank you everyone for joining this family meeting, which was the ironing out of what happened on Mother's Day. Which ultimately wound up being very cute. And Grant, you do win this round.
He did. He was cooking in that.
I'm really glad.
You
were being adorable and thoughtful about your mother. And so good job.
And well done. And well done. And ultimately, we weren't there.
No, it's so true. And there is something to be said for that. However, if we started keeping score of who's actually acquiring the gifts for these group gifts, I don't think you guys would like how it
nets
out.
No, we don't want to go down that road.
That's what I'm saying.
No, we don't want to go down that road.
So that's not a really valid point.
We don't want to go down that road. Yeah. No, we can't. Exactly. We can't do that.
We can't be going down that road. Anyway, Grant, great job on the Mother's Day gift. However, Gabe has to win this week because we got a baby.
Totally fair.
Okay, and we're back.
Okay, then we're back.
Gabe and Grant just told story. Yeah. Gabe and Grant just told some of, like, whatever you're picturing inappropriate story that we would have to cut from the podcast that Gabe and Grant just told, it's stupider than what you're thinking.
It's just boy stuff. Like when I was in high school, we used to do, I had a couple friends who would
light your farts on fire.
Well, duh. Everybody likes, what are you talking about?
Everybody lights their farts on fire. That's not a universal experience. It wouldn't cross my mind.
Three out of five of your friends have lit their farts on fire. Guaranteed.
Do you want me to do a poll on our
text
Instagram
your friend
story?
Group and no, say, have any of you lit your farts on fire? Guaranteed at least, how big is the threat that you're going to text?
Like
how many 15
people? 15
people. 15 people?
Yeah.
Six of them.
Doubt it. I'm gonna do a poll on our Instagram story and ask the listeners.
Ask the listeners, but ask your friends. Guaranteed, six of them have tried it. Guaranteed. Okay, so dumb stuff like that. We were talking about versions of that needed to get covered on the podcast. One of the things that some of my buddies did, have we talked about this on the show already? One of the things that some of my buddies did was during blood drives. We've already talked about this. We're only 21 episodes
just
in and I'm
again.
Already such a story repeater.
Just say it again.
Some of the boys would, as soon as the nurse would finish like drawing blood from them, they would stand up from the table. When we would do like blood drives in high school, they would stand up off the bed and try to run as far as they could across the gymnasium until they passed out.
That's an idoit, if I've ever heard of one.
It's an idoit, dude.
Yeah, actually, it's I remember us talking about this now.
Boy stuff is so dumb. No.
Gabe used to also, in high school, he had a mooning phase.
Oh, I got in trouble for that,
you should have. It was public indecency.
Okay. When you're 16, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
And he used to, when you were sitting in the driver's seat of your car getting ready to leave the school parking lot, press his bare ass up against the driver's side window.
It's called pressed ham.
He called it pressed ham.
I didn't call it pressed ham. It's called pressed ham.
Who called it pressed ham?
Someone before me, someone after me.
Was and is and
it's
is to
called
come.
Was and is to come. Speaking of stuff I got in trouble for in high school, so our crosstown showdown was like the big, like, we had a rival high school and we would do a crosstown showdown. Take your time, bro.
So
take
crazy.
Your time.
You said I had to talk faster to be interesting and
take
it got me
time.
All spinning out.
Take your time.
Our rival high school Madonna went to, which I know we've mentioned, but I just want to remind you guys, that we come from the same place as Madonna, which is why we have this awesome vibe.
Yeah. During the Crosstown Showdown, like the day of, all the like student cheering section people like will wear gear to school because it's like a big day, you know. And by all the student cheering section, I mean me and my dorky friends who led the student cheering section. I got in trouble once because it was like a list of I made a t-shirt that said a list of people who hate this high school. And it was like Gandhi, Jesus, all this, whatever. And then it was like a list of the top graduates from this high school. And it was like Hitler, Genghis Khan,
our high school or from the rival high school.
It was like,
that's a funny joke.
It was like, these are the people who hate that high school. I got in trouble because it had Jesus on it.
That just goes to show you that not enough was going on at our high school.
That one of the teachers,
nerd, was getting in trouble for a t-shirt that he made. We needed a little bit more cool. We needed a little bit more fights. Yeah.
Well, one of the teachers pulled me aside and was like, "You should know better." She thought it was like me sort of being blasphemous, which one could make an argument that I was. But that's,
and I've been meaning to talk to you about
that. But that's the comedy.
Yeah, totally.
She didn't get the comedy. Hey, listen.
Is blasphemy.
Comedy is blasphemy.
I hate to say.
Ay, ay, ay. Yeah. High school was a good time for Allie to be a choir kid and a theater kid.
I rocked in high school.
And not feel...
Actually, no. I was popular in middle school and I was not popular in high school.
You know, I do feel like I have had to come to terms with my own, like, to be a theater kid in high school and then in college... is to
be a loser.
Is to not be cool.
Yeah.
And you have to live in this, like, you have to, in order to survive high school, like, I had fun. I had a blast.
Do you feel like you're cool now?
Yes. In the way that I don't really give a shit.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm saying? But I'm still wrestling with I understand what you're saying when you're like, I don't like being labeled. When people are like, oh yeah, you kind of give a theater vibe as you sit here in like the loudest shirt in the world. But oh yeah, you kind of give a theater vibe. I don't know why that sucks, because that was the thing that was so fucking fun for us.
I would say also to be...
It was so fun, but it's like it is cringe, but it wasn't as cringe when we were doing it. Does everyone feel that way? This is where I'm trying to land the plane. Does everyone feel that way about who they were in high school and ours just happens to be musical theater? Or is musical theater a particularly terrible art form for the cringe of it all?
I think...
Or both?
I think you were cool in high school if you were fucking. You were not cool if you were not fucking. Now something else I'll say. It's not so much about theaterness for me as it is just like being lumped into any label or people group. Honestly,
sure,
kind of makes me feel like, oh man.
I hear that, but I'm also asking,
I want to be an individual.
I'm also asking, is everyone cringed out by their 16-year-old self?
Definitely.
And ours just happens to be.
Definitely.
You can't stop the motion. We should be a rhythm of my and then
totally. And I think it would be worth, first of all, pulling the listener if they've lit their farts on fire or not. And then I also think it would be worth doing
You've given yourself a lot of social media work. Pulling the listener if they've lit their farts, you're gonna send link to Ashton Kutcher's web feed.
I do think it's worth,
I want to have more, at the risk of being earnest, I want to have more, like, bless you. I want to have what you covered that time.
Thanks.
I want to have more sympathy and, like.
You want to love your little self.
Yeah, because he was doing his little best.
No, you should love your little self. We were really fun.
But it was like, but it is cringe. I think there's just like, maybe I'm just picturing like, the way I saw the world at that age that gets attached to those kinds of things where sure. Like you have a smaller mind at that age and you have, yeah. And you're like, oh,
but everybody does.
I didn't understand these things. I didn't have empathy for this. And that all gets wrapped up into like my understanding was just a 16-year-old boy understanding
totally.
Of the world. And maybe that's what's embarrassing more than even like what you were into.
Yeah, definitely. And I think we all, are hard on past versions of ourselves.
Yeah.
And the further away we get from that version of ourselves, the more empathy we can have
yeah.
for that person. Because it feels less personal.
What's your take on this? Do you feel like cringed out by who you were in high school or no? Or obviously you were different because you were like cool football guy, but
that's cringe in its own right.
Sure. So that's what I guess, because that's kind of the conversation I'm trying to have is like, particularly the people who aren't in the main core of what's...
Let him answer.
Yeah.
No, musical theater is definitely the most cringe. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Well, can I ask one more question before we sign off, which is you were talking about being smaller minded when you were younger and yeah. your mind changing as you get older. Do you feel like your mind was blown by having a baby or do you feel like your mind is the same?
I feel like, it's a slower burn than I expected, but it's been 2 weeks of having a baby. And I feel like, it has already forced me to operate in a different mindset. And I think mostly what's hard about that is it's not like they hand you the baby and you have a Pixar zoom back through your whole life, but you're sort of, I'm thinking differently about things. I'm thinking more in the context of like already I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'll say yes to any job. That's different.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about her so much more than I'm thinking about myself. And that's different, but it's all like slow burn. This is like a terrible answer to say.
You know what I'm realizing in this moment? You're the one who talks slowly.
Yes, I do talk slowly. I think I intentionally want to talk slowly because of 16-year-old me talked fast and got himself in trouble.
Oh!
To circle it back.
To land the damn plane.
It's a conscious choice for me to slow myself down, to be thoughtful about what I want to say, to make sure I believe it when I say it.
You sound funnier when we talk fast.
Yeah, I know, but I wasn't trying to be funny. I was trying to talk about real life. But if you want me to be funny.
Okay, well, I hope you guys listened to Gabe's answer on 2X speed, because while it was profound, it took him a long time.
It wasn't even that profound. It's just like...
He's just going through something big.
You're just, it's just different. I just feel like I'm, you're forced to fly at a different elevation. Not that it's better or worse, but it's just, you're flying at a different elevation and you don't even have time to realize, you realize slowly like, oh, the air's different here. The view is different here. Oh, my ears aren't popping in the way that they were. Do you know what I mean? Totally. Overextend the elevation metaphor. It's not like, yes, you drop right away, but you don't realize, like I'm slowly realizing how different it is. Yeah. Like even being here and knowing Lauren is like dealing with crying baby is like a whole different thing.
And on that note,
we should probably
I'll say to you, the listener, we got to wrap it up. Not only that, but Gabe needs money for diapers. So tell your friends about this podcast.
Yeah, hey. We are so thankful that you guys listen to this. If every single one of you tells one of your homies about this show, then we've doubled it. You know what I mean?
Double it, give it to the next person.
Double it, give it to the next person. That's,
but don't give it to the next person because we need the double it.
No, you keep it and also we double it by giving it to the next person.
Furthermore, if you double it and give it to the next person, then it will have been doubled. And doubling it is how we get... like a diaper company to sponsor us. So yeah. Love and light.
Love
I'll see
and
you
light. Thank you so
next
much for
week.
Listening.
Thanks
we'll
for
see you next time.
Letting us abandon for you for a us. Week. We're back.
Yeah,
and
baby.
We love you. And goodbye.
Goodbye. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Goodbye.
Why did you sing over me?